Thank you very much again, Mr. President. I would like to, first of all, support the comments made by my colleague from the ICRC, as well as the proposal made recently by Germany. These seem like very good additions. However, looking at the very generic action number 11 that is supposed to address something what we believe is the most critical challenge faced by the Convention today, the ongoing use of cluster munition that actually has a very dramatic impact on humans and the humanitarian consequences are quite overwhelming, as all the globally recorded casualties right now are actually, over 80% of them are actually due to this ongoing use of cluster munitions. And this is happening in Syria. And we have difficulty to believe that just by having this one generic action, even though it can be amended and it should be amended still, that is going to actually produce a significantly different outcome than what we have witnessed for the past 5 years. We think we need to have further reflection on this and further work together to see what this community, what in particular states parties, can do immediately and in the next 5 years to actually address this more effectively. And also the paper presented by the coordinators, Chile and the Philippines, as we know, deals exclusively with universalization of the convention, does not touch upon the norm, which we believe is equally urgent and equal priority. And then just with this generic action 11 to talking about the promotion and the universalization of the norm, it does not really seem to be reflecting the challenge we have in front of us and proposing effective tools to take our work forward to actually have some significant impact. So we have been raising some proposals that I'm very happy to repeat now that we think the second review conference should adopt, and we are open to all the creativity and proposals and ideas. We just believe that we need something. We need something new than what we have the past 5 years and the past 10 years, actually. We are very alarmed with the increase of casualties of cluster munitions, and it should stop and should not continue this trend. So some of the ideas that we would like to share with you today is that we believe that the second review conference should adopt a decision that would create some sort of a group, a body, that would address specifically this ongoing use. For instance, it could be a group of interested states parties under the leadership of the presidency, or perhaps it would be possible to extend the scope of the recently established working group on universalization to promote the above objectives of promoting the norm and trying to put an end to the use and prevent any new use in the future. Another option could be to request the consecutive successive CCM presidencies or the presidential troika to actively engage with states not party to achieve the above objectives on non-use and preventing any new use in the future. Also, the review conference, in our view, should adopt a clear decision that future meetings of the convention, so the meetings of states parties, hopefully intersessional meetings that hopefully will be reintroduced in the work of the convention and the next review conference, of course, will monitor the progress in this area, including through reports from the presidency and the states parties, in particular tasked with this tasks. So this is really an appeal to not to try to kind of sweep it under the carpet. And we know this is a sensitive issue for many, and we know this is a challenging issue for all of us. However, this is a very burning humanitarian priority. And the chance we have this year to try to address it, try to adopt something new. The next chance will come in 5 years only. And this seems to be a bit of a long time to address the unacceptable harm that cluster munitions are still causing. Thank you very much.